Now turn to part 4. Questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a young man, Mike, and his sister, Anne. They are talking about buying a wedding present for some friends of theirs. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Look, Anne, it's Wednesday already and we still haven't decided what to buy Jill and Tony for their wedding.
Oh, relax, Mike. There's plenty of time. They're not getting married until the weekend.
Typical. You leave everything to the last minute. We're both working tomorrow and Friday. We don't have much time at all. Let's at least talk about what we should buy them.
Okay. Well, I think it should be something amusing. Something that'll make them smile.
Well, maybe. No, I think it should be sensible. Something that will last forever. It's an important day, after all. And we should buy them something that will remind them of us.
Well, what, for example?
I don't know. Why don't you get them something? You know them better than I do.
No, I don't. I play tennis with Jill once a month, but I only met them last year. You went to university with Tony. And didn't you go out with Jill for a while?
No, I didn't. It was her sister. But that was ages ago. I wonder if she'll be at the wedding.
What do you think it'll be like?
The wedding? Oh, there are going to be over 100 guests. There should be quite a lot of people we haven't seen for a while. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so am I. I wish that it wasn't such a big event, though. I think it's better with just a few guests. Big weddings can be a bit unfriendly.
Mm. They make a nice couple, though, don't they? I'm sure they'll be very happy.
Oh, yes. I like them both. And they seem to get on very well.
So what are we going to buy them?
Now listen again.
Look, Anne, it's Wednesday already and we still haven't decided what to buy Jill and Tony for their wedding.
Oh, relax, Mike. There's plenty of time. They're not getting married until the weekend.
Typical. You leave everything to the last minute. We're both working tomorrow and Friday. We don't have much time at all. Let's at least talk about what we should buy them.
Okay. Well, I think it should be something amusing. Something that'll make them smile.
Well, maybe. No, I think it should be sensible. Something that will last forever. It's an important day, after all. And we should buy them something that will remind them of us.
Well, what, for example?
I don't know. Why don't you get them something? You know them better than I do.
No, I don't. I play tennis with Jill once a month, but I only met them last year. You went to university with Tony. And didn't you go out with Jill for a while?
No, I didn't. It was her sister. But that was ages ago. I wonder if she'll be at the wedding.
What do you think it'll be like?
The wedding? Oh, there are going to be over 100 guests. There should be quite a lot of people we haven't seen for a while. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so am I. I wish that it wasn't such a big event, though. I think it's better with just a few guests. Big weddings can be a bit unfriendly.
Hmm. They make a nice couple, though, don't they? I'm sure they'll be very happy.
Oh, yes. I like them both. And they seem to get on very well.
So what are we going to buy them?
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. That is the end of the test.